Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says North Korea is a country that has misbehaved for many years and that he has no choice but to take the issue seriously. Mr. Trump said the U.S. will either be successful quickly with North Korea or successful in a different way. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis says there are military options available for North Korea. Diplomacy, though, he says, is the focus.
Right now, Secretary Tillerson, Ambassador Haley, you can see the American effort is diplomatically led. It has diplomatic traction. It is gaining diplomatic results.
An editorial in the Global Times says China would not assist North Korea if it launches its first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. Heated rhetoric between the U.S. and North Korea makes up background noise to those living in the South Korean capital of Seoul. AP Seoul Bureau Chief Foster Klug says the recent back and forth has done some concern.
Donald Trump has introduced a new wrinkle to this dynamic. When he made his recent North Korea-style threat to unleash fire and fury on the North, the South Korean government said nothing. The people, however, expressed worry, even anger, over his comments.
For many residents in Seoul, this crisis seems like another act of ongoing Korean political drama that will ultimately play out as it has in the past, with sound and fury, then restraint. It is official now. Kenya's incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been reelected, defeating opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Electoral Commission says roughly 79% of the voters turned out. This is VOA News. UN Refugee Agency reporting it is stepping up humanitarian aid for thousands of Iraqis who are returning to the city of Mosul in the aftermath of the government's recapture of the former Islamic State stronghold. Lisa Schlein reporting now from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says the task ahead is mammoth, given the scale of destruction, especially in western Mosul. The UNHCR says shelter is the most pressing need, given the extensive damage done to the old city during months of urban warfare between government forces and Islamic State. UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mahecic says mines, unexploded ordnance, and other devices pose enormous risks.
But given the magnitude of the problem, clearance work to remove all explosive hazards could take a very long time.
While the battle to retake Mosul is over, Mahecic agrees security and safety cannot be taken for granted. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. military disputing claims an overnight counterterrorism airstrike in eastern Afghanistan caused civilian casualties. They insisted the victims were militants under surveillance. Local authorities claim 16 civilians, including women and children, were killed by two separate airstrikes. As the Trump administration reviews a government report that contradicts its views on climate change, another report confirms that humans have pushed the planet to record-setting temperatures. That story now from VOA's Steve Barragona.
Record-high temperatures helped set Alberta, Canada ablaze last year. Lethal heat and drought struck India, setting off a water crisis. The planet was hotter than ever recorded last year, according to the 2016 State of the Climate Report, compiled by the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Co-author Deke Arndt spoke to VOA by Skype.
Well, it confirms what we know. We know we live in a warming world. We know that that world is going to continue to warm. We know that this is going to cause issues around the world.
That puts the report at odds with the Trump administration. Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt disputes whether humans are responsible.
I believe the ability to measure with precision the degree of human activity's impact on the climate is subject to more debate.
These views and the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement have raised concerns among many scientists that the Trump administration will suppress climate research. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
Google's chief executive saying the company's workforce needs to represent the world in totality. Those comments come as Google, that is, grappling with a high-profile internal debate over the number and influence of its female employees. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.